Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Happy Thursday. Tomorrow we'll be at Twin Peaks Buckhead location. Come on out and hang out with your boys. We'll be out there right after Andy and Randy. They will be there until 2 o'clock, and then we'll take things over, guys. Getting ready for the SEC Championship game on Saturday. By the way, what are you thinking there? What are you thinking about the SEC Championship? What do you think?
I don't know. I mean, sluggish starts for Georgia.
30-14?
Yeah, 35-14 is better than not sweating that cover. But, I just, it's a bit rich. We'd love it around like 14 and a half, like what Michigan is, right? But I don't know.
I do like Michigan, though.
If LSU's quarterback was 100%, then I think you can feel pretty confident that he's not going to be able to do the things that he's done against other SEC competition.
Yeah. And I'm not saying LSU is coming into town to try to keep it close. They obviously want to win, but I just don't think that's going to happen. There's no way Georgia's losing this game.
I mean, you could argue that of all the teams, first, number one, most likely to lose, USC. Second, TCU. No way. Michigan's got a guy in a weapons charge, by the way. I guess they can sit him against Purdue. And then,
Mike, you need a little criminal element.
I think you'd be okay. And then you've got the dog. So I just think – I would love to think that the Mercedes-Benz, just the atmosphere, they step foot in there and the dogs know what to do. It's business, and it will bring the hammer.
I think so, too. More on the dogs coming up. Youngway Koo is going to stop by.
Koo,
kicker for our Atlanta Falcons. He'll join us here in a little bit, maybe about 20 minutes from now. Also, we are going to get a chance to talk to the other side of the podcast that everybody's right now talking about, because All Things Covered is a podcast hosted by our boy, B-Mac. That's Brian McFadden, longtime family member at 92.9 The Game. You watch him on CBS as well and CBS.com. And Patrick Peterson, who still is in the league, by the way.
Right.
And Peterson put somebody on blast. Let's get to an NFL blitz!
Welcome to the NFL. With news and notes from around the league, this is NFL Blitz on Dukes and Bell.
NFL Blitz brought to you by Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. All right. So they're on the podcast. All Things Covered. Get it? They were both corners. Good. One's out of the league, one's still in the league, and they're boys, and that's cool. But did he just call out Kyler Murray? Listen to this.
You think Cliff Kingsbury may be the scapegoat in regards to their struggles?
It ain't no maybe. He will be.
Yeah,
he will be.
Uh-huh.
He will be. And the crazy thing about it, the guy who hired him will still have a job.
Yep, that sounds about right. Initially, I was thinking that they probably would stick with him because of the contractual agreement he has. But now, just seeing how bad they've been.
They fired a coach after a season, man.
Yeah, and he signed that extension last March. Verbally now, vocally, Kyler Murray is talking about, and I don't like how he's doing that. I think he should keep some things privately. But it tells me he doesn't care about his head coach. And he's putting everything on the head coach, basically saying,
Kyler Murray don't care about nobody but Kyler Murray. That's just a matter of the fact.
I can't argue that. I don't know him personally. You played with him for a few years, so I got to take your word for it.
Yeah, that's putting somebody on blast. Mm. Murray responded on Twitter saying, this ain't true. You on some weird blank, Peterson. You got my number. If you really felt like this is a big bro, a mentor, you're supposed to call me and tell me, not drag me so your podcast can grow.
Oofa. Wow. Couple of things. A lot to unpack here. Let's start with the fact that Patrick Peterson has still not gotten over the Steve Keim, the general manager.
It's true.
Moved on and never, ever gave him a phone call. That's still a burr in his saddle. And further, at least proof anecdotally, from a guy that played in Arizona, was in that locker room, all the stuff that came out before the contract was signed, he just said in his way, same thing a lot of other people said about Kyler Murray.
Yeah. Do you believe this? Do you believe Patrick Peterson was just being malicious? Well, or do you think that there is something to what he's saying?
Yeah, I mean, I think the strangeness of the language of the contract was kind of the first red flag, even though it obviously embarrassed Kyler Murray, because it was embarrassing, the idea they're going to tell you to do your job in the offseason. But this is one that, first things first, he's going to get the coach fired. He's been arguing with the coach. He's been basically going to, there's no subtlety, and he's screaming at the sideline now. Yeah, he's done it multiple times. So, I don't know. Is he an IME guy? I can tell you this. Something in the water. The only Oklahoma quarterback that's worth a damn got out of there was Troy Aikman. He went to UCLA. Everybody else seems to be an IME guy.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting to see what the Cardinals do. Because, again, now you've invested all the money. And the main conversation, which Peterson then went off on this, he only believes, loves himself, was who's going to take the blame. That's really what the conversation was about. And they were talking about, is it going to be Steve Keim? Is it going to be, that's the general manager. Is it going to be Cliff Kingsbury? And they're basically saying Kingsbury's going to be the fall guy, Mike. That's what they were basically saying. And then
quarterback's still going to be there.
Yeah. And so, Peterson, we're going to talk more about this with his partner, Brian McFadden's going to join us in the 5 o'clock hour.
Kyler Murray don't care about nobody but Kyler Murray. Oh.
Now, what we were talking earlier in the week about another quarterback who needs an attitude adjustment, and that was what's going on with Zach Wilson with the Jets, who said 2 weeks ago that he didn't feel any responsibility in a 10-3 loss to the Patriots where they provided no offense. there's an article in the New York Post, and I think it's from a podcast, and it is C.J. Uzama, the tight end, who says that he reached out, he texted to Zach Wilson in subsequent, as soon as the word got out, it was literally, the guy's phones were going off after he made the comments. The guys are in the locker room and it's a buzz. And apparently CJ called him up a few times and said, look, man, you really need to do something about this because the vibe in the locker room is getting toxic. And apparently Zach Wilson had a very emotional, it's described apology, as meeting where he apologized to the Jets.
Yeah, no, he did. He apologized. Listen, does it mean anything? Not right now. Mike White's rolling.
Yeah.
Mike White's going to be the guy, and a lot of guys in the locker room feel like Mike White is a better option right now. Mm. If I want to go to the playoffs, Mike, are you putting Zach Wilson back out there? If you're a guy that's playing on that defense and they're really good, and Robert Saleh comes in and goes, by the way, guys, Zach's going to be our guy this week. The frowns on guys' faces are like, we're trying to get to the playoffs.
Mm.
I don't think it happens. I think Mike White is going to be the guy. For the meantime, hey, let's hear from Mike Tomlin because he's coming to town with the rookie quarterback and Kenny Pickett. Here's what Mike T had to say.
He's getting better every week, and it's in a very natural way because of experience. He's a competitor. He's smart, but it's still a lot of meat on the bone, and it's just the process. But like I always say, he's good enough, and we're good enough to win while that happens. And so we're not grading him or us on a curve. We acknowledge that he's very much in development. You can ask me next week, and I'll tell you he got better in all areas again next week because with each snap becomes exposure and sharp guys that are competitors, they grow from those things.
Yeah, here's what's wild about this whole thing. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 teams at 4-7 in the AFC. Mm-hmm. Something has to shake out. And what I'm telling you is 7 make it. This is why the Jets, I was just talking about them. Hey, we can get there. They're 7-4. Patriots are on the outside looking in. But so are the Steelers. Because with the remaining weeks left, Mike, there's nothing to say that the Steelers can't potentially move up in these standings with all these guys jumbled and nobody really stepping forward to say they might find a way to get into the playoffs.
Well, they got to get it in gear because right now, them and the Browns, and the Browns get Deshaun Watson back and he'll be ready to roll. They're both 2-6 with their conference record, both the Browns and the Steelers. And that's going to kill them trying to advance in the AFC playoff rankings. But yeah, hey, right now they're looking up at Jacksonville based on the tiebreakers.
It's crazy.
But this is what
they're saying about the Falcons, right? I mean, at the ninth spot currently. Now we're in a better position. But again, teams that are 4-8, 4-8, 4-8. You've got 4 teams right now. I don't think the Packers come to life. Cardinals are 4-8. I still think they're dead. But the Panthers are 4-8. It's a similar situation in the AFC.
But if you wanted to just be a little more realistic, I think it's a 3-team battle. Will the Jets hang on? You just talked about it. Patriots and the Chargers. Chargers, see, that's the team with Herbert. If they get healthy, it can get hot because they got the weapons. But, they're never always 100%.
That's a great point. It's our NFL Blitz. Speaking of the NFC South, Todd Bowles, the ladies' man.
Yes.
He's talking about the NFC South. It's wide open.
it's still alive for us, so that's what, well, we've all lost some games, you know. The object at the beginning of the year is to win the division. That's still intact for us, and it's still alive for us, so that's what we're trying to do. You know, if you get in and you get on the run, you don't know what's going to happen, so we got to take care of today. We got to take care of tomorrow.
I mean, you get Tom Brady in a playoff game against the Vikings. You say, all right, I'll give the Bucs even money, right? Plus, the good thing is you win the division. Whoever's got a better record is still coming to your house. Yep. The way the Saints had to go to Seattle in the year they set off the earthquake meter when the crowd went nuts on the Marshawn Lynch touchdown as a 7-9 team that won that game.
It happens. It's going to happen again this year. There's no doubt about it. And with that expanded playoff, I think there's more intrigue at the end of the season than we've seen, will be more intrigue than we've seen in years past. Nick Chubb was talking about Deshaun Watson. By the way, Deshaun Watson spoke to the media. Well, he really didn't. Huh. He didn't answer any questions in regards to anything except, I'm back. Here's what Nick Chubb said. He's a playmaker. He puts he puts the ball where it needs to go. Guys like that. Guys are excited. We all are. We're ready. So there seems to be this energy around Deshaun Watson, again, with the Browns organization, that things are going to be better. Mike, is he going to be better than Jacoby Brissett's been?
Well, I mean, if you're a Browns fan, you're expecting this guy to come in to be freaking Superman. You know, he has been in the facility. You know, a lot of folks were upset how we're beyond the NFL's discipline. He's back.
He's back.
And ironically, of course, he's taking on his former team. Nice way the schedule played out on that one, isn't it? Houston Texans. So is he going to come out, wear the cape, and start doing that Deshaun Watson stuff? Seems, I can't remember what he looks like. It's been so long since I've seen him out there.
I agree. I don't know what to expect this weekend, but the Texans are so bad. They're 1-9, guys. They could win this game without Deshaun Watson playing.
Hey, by the way, if the Ravens the Ravens can always franchise tag Lamar. That's one of the options. But do you ever trade for Lamar if you're the Falcons?
I'm sorry, if you're the...
We have some money. Just throw him. Trade for Lamar Jackson.
Did you say the Falcons?
What's that? No, I'm just throwing it out there. We have plenty of time for this in February. Lamar Jackson injured in practice. He's got apparently a quadriceps injury, and it's been really brutal of late for him. Whether it's mistakes on the field, physical stuff, so he's banged up, and now it's going to be game time. It looks like at best.
Okay. If they don't get a deal done, he's going to be able to choose where he wants to go, right?
And no, they can still franchise tag.
Well, they could, but let's just say they don't get a deal done, right? You're talking about the Falcons trading for him. I'm not trading for him.
All right.
But if, let's say, they don't get a deal done, and they're somehow, they're not going to do that. They're not going to franchise tag him, which they'd be idiotic to not do.
Right.
But he's still going to command, Mike, $250 million.
Oh, yeah.
That's the part. It doesn't matter if you trade for him or he's a free agent. There's still a number that they're going to try to – I say they, Lamar, is going to try to get.
Well, thanks to the Deshaun Watson situation and the subsequent contracts that were signed this offseason, Jackson would make $45 million in 23. That's the average of the top five of the position. That would be
thanks
the tag number.
Yeah, thanks, Deshaun. What's up, Bo? I see you want to get in on this.
Can we fix all the issues we have? Because if we go sign a quarterback for $50 million a year,
we're
right back in the same boat.
With Matt Ryan?
Yeah, and it's great. Lamar can move, and I love watching him play. Our defense is still going to get gashed because we're not going to be able to pay to fix it.
All right, I'm just throwing it out there. You guys have to be – guys are so over the top
on
this.
But, Mike, you know why?
We need a quarterback for next year.
You know why? Because I heard you tell me that we'll never win paying a quarterback $50 million a year, and now you're going to turn around and you want to pay a quarterback that.
Yeah, that's kind of the going rate now for the elites.
But here's what Mike's saying, and
Thank you, Carl.
This is where I agree with Mike. But I agree with you, too, because I want to build – and build right.
Okay, we can't. Here's
the thing. But this is where I agree with you. You want to get excited? You want to get excited? That's how you get excited.
And the Ravens would never part company. It's just we're having fun with this. I knew I'd get a rise. I was trying to get a rise at a squid billy, and I did. But the thing is, and we're not going to talk about what we're doing until the season's over, because even though some of you guys don't want to believe it, we still are alive for winning this division.
We're alive, son!
But what are we going to do quarterback-wise? I cannot roll Mariota out there another season. I just cannot. I've got to find a quarterback. And, you know, it's going to be very interesting. It's a very short list. No good defensive ends unless you want Marcus Davenport here. The free agent.
You can start with that right now.
In a year.
If that happens, I'm out.
But in a year.
If the Falcons sign Marcus Davenport, I'm done.
We'd be, what, Jadeveon Clowney's 10th team if he signed with us. But, no, those are the two best edge rushers technically. There's still good linebackers out there and good defensive tackles interior. But, ironically, if you're starting to look ahead, and we're not because we still got a season to play, but just a little peek, you got all this money to spend, and there's really not a lot of help at all for your pass rush. It's basically you could get some good offensive linemen that could really reset your line.
All right. We're going to see how it shakes out.
Who are the tackles? Who are the D tackles? Because
I just tweeted it from Kansas City, and he's franchise tagged this year. Kansas City, if you offer a multiple year deal, franchise tag him again.
Because I would love to have another guy next to Grady. Because if you create an interior push, it's going to help. It's going to help the Ebiketes and the Malones and whoever else you do get on the edge.
No, I don't disagree. I want you guys, before we get out of here, to hear Deshaun Watson. We were talking about him not answering any questions. I just want you to hear this. This was him.
Oh, that's Orlando Brown, by the way. Apologize, cut you off. That's the tackle right now.
With the media as he makes his return. It's Thursday. And on Thursdays, we get a chance to chop it up with a Falcon player. Now, it depends on who we get a chance to talk to, but this dude is one of our favorite guys. He's one of your favorite guys because we hear his name, Koo!
Right.
When we're down at the Benz, Youngway Koo's joining us on the WaitForward.com hotline. What's going on, man? How you doing? How you feeling? I know we got another big game. It seems like every game has been big, like, for 6 weeks, right? It seems like we've had no rest or, you know, no lull in the schedule. Every week it's been like, we got to win, we got to win. How you doing, Youngway?
I'm good. Thanks for having me. Yeah, I mean, it's the NFL, right? Like, every game's going to be close any given Sunday. So, that's what we want. We want to be playing meaningful games. So, that's just a good old regular NFL season.
Anything different this year? I know, obviously, the games. It's funny because, you know, last year we were grinding and we were in it till late in the season. It just seems like every single one of these games is an absolute just, I mean, heartbreaker or heart stopper, it seems like. You feeling that the same way?
Yeah, I mean, I think they said statistically, like, majority of the NFL games are decided by one possession. And, it's a very competitive league. And I think it's even more so this year, it seems like that gap from, like, the top teams to the bottom team has, like, closed a lot. And we just got to be ready to go every Sunday for sure.
Youngway Koo joining us here on Dukes and Bell. Your season long, I think, is 54. What was the kick that you missed the other, I think it was maybe last game, 2 games ago? And I'm trying to think, was it over 60 yards? Was it over 60?
No, it was 58.
58, okay. Mm-hmm. And the reason why I ask that is, how often do you practice those kicks based on what you normally would get in a game? 35, 45 yarder, those are pretty normal. When you start talking about 50, 58, 54, those are not. How often do you practice that stuff?
Every week, really, you know, if I feel good, I'll go back and I'll hit those. It doesn't really make a too big of a difference for me. I try to keep the same swing, whether it's a PAT or a 58, 60 yarder. I try not to change my swing, so it's the same kick every time.
You don't take any power off of that kick?
No, PAT, I try not to chip it because now you're babying it and stuff. So ideally, I think my PAT should go 55, 60. So I try to keep the same swing every time.
Hmm. Right. I know, Carolina, we were in that stuff. Was it funky, too, with the weather and the wind?
Right. Yeah, I mean, it was, wet game, rainy game, windy. Everything's a learning experience. So it was good to go through that and then learn from it.
Youngway, what's the psyche of the team, man, right now? I mean, that was certainly a disappointing loss against the Commanders with the chance to have it right at the end, and it doesn't happen. And then you got to turn right back around, and here come the Steelers on Sunday. What's the locker room like, man?
I mean, we're taking it day by day. Good thing about the NFL season is you can turn right around, and you got another opportunity the very next week. So we're just going to work Wednesday and worrying about Thursday, and then – worry about tomorrow and, just back to it and get that sour taste out of mouth and just get this win on Sunday. That's what we're focused on.
It is Falcon Pro Bowler Youngway Koo. Of guys who got a minimum, Carl, of 25 attempts. Right?
Koo
is in the top 10. He is the 7th place right now, percentage-wise, and he joins us talking about this big game. So, I mean, when the roof is open, I may have asked you this one at camp this year, so bear with me. When the roof is open, do you have to worry about a crosswind in Mercedes-Benz or does it affect it?
It's nothing like trying to figure out a wind situation in your indoor stadium, right? But it's actually, you think, like, you feel the wind, and it really depends on how heavy the wind is outside. But I think last year when we played Carolina, we opened the wind, and it was pretty significant. So you had to kind of figure it out and play the wind a little bit. But for the most part, I don't think the ball moves as much because it's not a true outdoor, but it's just enough to kind of annoy you sometimes, but it's all good.
Young Weku is 8 of 9 on the year from 40 to 49 yards, guys. That's money. To me, those are the money kicks, and he's been money. What do guys say to you after you make a kick, by the way? I'm just curious. A buddy of mine asked me, he's like, what are they saying to Koo? You guys are bumping heads.
Yeah.
What are guys saying? Good job? Or are they just saying, you know, cool? What are we talking about?
Not much, you know, just good job and get ready for the next one if there's a next one. So not much to be said. Just, you know, go back to getting ready for the next one. You know, we're not going to dwell on it if it misses or goes in. We just, you know, it's just kind of go with it. And we expect to win every game we go into, and I expect to make kicks every time I step on the field. So, you know, we just, you know, try to do our best on each kick that we go out for.
It is Young Way Koo with us here on Dukes and Bell Live from camp on the WadeFord.com hotline. High school or down at Georgia Southern, Hale Southern, or the NFL, have you ever had laces in, not laces out? By mistake.
Yeah, I mean, all the time. But, I mean, it doesn't really matter, right? Like, at the end of the day, as a kicker, you kick it, you own it. So try to just do the best of it, you know, and just try to make it go through the yellow things, you know. That's it.
Right on.
It's all you can do. All right, man. Well, listen, we appreciate your time as always. Wanted to chop it up with you a little bit. Good luck against the Steelers. Health-wise, you feeling good? You good?
Yeah, everything's good. Just, you know, I mean, it's week 14, so
yeah.
Whether you feel good or bad, everybody's going through it all across the league, so we just got to just prepare and just go out there and get this win on Sunday.
All right, brother, not too many pressure on you. There is a Dukes and Bell bounce. We had Cordero Patterson on. He took it to the house, obviously, with the kick return, so 4 field goals. Big fantasy numbers, brother. Need it this weekend.
Don't listen to him. Youngway, don't listen to him.
It's my fantasy kicker. I need this.
Youngway, do not listen to this dude, man. Hey, good luck, and, bro, go get a dub, all right?
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You got it, man.
Youngway Koo. He is one of the better kickers in the league, seriously. When you start looking at these numbers, 4 for 4 for 20 to 29 yards, 4 for 4 from 30 to 39 yards. He's been on it this year, Mike. And that 58-yarder, I think it had the distance, Bo, if I'm trying to remember correctly, but it just it missed. And those kicks, man, like that's why you wonder how often do you practice those, because you would think you'd have to put a little extra into those kicks. Right. But he's saying, hey, whether it's an extra point or not, I'm kicking the same way. I don't take anything off of it.
But when he misses an extra point, like in Carolina, it was 0-for-2 and extra points.
Big.
That's because he's so good. That's one that it's an eyebrow raiser, because you really do. This feel, this dude is like every other foul. You know, Matt Bryant was automatic. We've been lucky. You know, in between, remember Del Vecchio?
Oh!
We don't talk about him no more. But we've had 2 really good kickers over the decade here in this team.
Yeah, I forgot about Del Vecchio. Yeah,
that was the lost season, too. But Matt Bryant did such a great job. And that's why you say when Koo does miss, you're like, whoa, what happened here?
All right, guys, more Falcon conversation on the way. If you're just joining us, Hawks win last night, but they're dealing with some injuries. JC, DeAndre Hunter both left the game last night against the Magic. They've got the Nuggets coming up on Friday, and tomorrow we'll get a chance to talk to Steve Koonin. Hopefully they're okay. I mean, again, maybe a one-day rest, ice up, and they'll be back in the lineup. But then maybe you want to rest these guys. But, Mike, again, Nuggets come in. That's a really good team. But Trey and DeJounte Murray. DJ played great last night.
Took a lot of shots, and a lot of them went in. 3-point was still a struggle, but these guys and Trey, I think this was arguably one. Again, I know Magic are the Magic, but it was dynamic in the sense Trey was giving you wow moments when he was handling the ball. Some really cool assists. Again, that highlight reel stuff that was amazing, getting the ball to Capella.
I think he was listening yesterday.
There was some superstar juice from Trey and DeJounte. But John Collins, rumors, again, more. I've never seen a Hawks player have more trade rumors surrounding him, because it's now the 3rd year in a row with John Collins, and more rumors again now involving the Nets.
Poll question's up. Is JC going to be around? You can go vote at Dukes and Bell 929. We're only bringing it up because apparently the Nets inquired about him. Okay, here we go again. Hey, coming up, though, we've got Yeah Man, No Man on the way. Find out what Bo's talking about coming up at 340 on Sports Radio 929 The Game.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
It's Dukes and Bell. It's Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Coming at 4 o'clock, we will talk about the Dogs LSU SEC Championship game. Mike, I'm almost tempted to get a ticket now. I mean, have you seen these ticket prices? I mean, they've come down. They've come way down. And I know a lot of people were talking about, you know, what this game felt like it was going to mean maybe a couple of weeks ago. Listen, I don't think it diminishes. It's still the SEC Championship game. If you're going to tell me LSU has no path to the college football playoff, maybe they don't, but it's still the SEC Championship game. And, and if you're LSU, you're not coming in here for fun. So they're going to come in. They'll get Georgia's best shot, or give them their best shot, should I say. And, Mike, I don't think it diminishes anything. I just think that what you thought a two-loss LSU team maybe beating Georgia might mean versus a three-loss LSU team, it's just a different conversation.
But in this college football season, we've seen it where a team, you feel, okay, they'll regroup, and LSU realizes they took Texas A&M for granted, which was silly. That's, you know, and Brian Kelly spoke about that. They also roughed up their quarterback. The Aggies defense, you know, anyway, you and I joked around about the Aggies rushing the field, but, you know, they got up for that game, and now LSU will have to do the same. I think Georgia is going to take care of it because the QB ain't healthy. More on that coming up.
Though. All right, let's get to Yeah Man, No Man.
It's time for Yeah Man, No Man.
Kind of makes me wonder why the hell so many people are trying to tell me to slow down.
Seems like I should be shutting the hell up and enjoying the show.
He's 6'1".
Not really.
From Florida.
Kennesaw State.
And gives rapid-fire questions. It's the executive producer of the Dukes and Bell Show, Bo Morgan. Brought to you by the W Sauce, America's Worcestershire Sauce. Bigger, better, bolder.
All right, Bo Morgan, what's happening on this Thursday? Tomorrow, by the way, we are live at Twin Peaks Buckhead location. Come on out and join us 2 o'clock. We'd love to see you, and more importantly, get an ice cold Hey Man L. Bo, what's happening?
Well, you know, I like to think I'm having a good day, but I've something happened earlier, and I don't know what to think. I'm a little bit worried about—
What pray tell has gone wrong?
About me. Well, I took one of those quizzes about which character I would be on Yellowstone earlier, and I'm quite frankly, Michael, I'm scared about the results.
Oh. Which were? What character are you?
You know, I thought I might get, like, you know, John Dutton or Rip, or, you know, worst case scenario,
well, who
Casey.
Who don't want to be Rip?
You know, that's true. Or maybe Casey, you know, worst case scenario. And then I was probably going to run in the street if I was Casey's wife. That was who the character I was. I don't like her very much. But I got Beth Carl. I got Beth Dutton, and now I'm a little scared that I might be a sociopath.
Well, I mean, you do have sociopathic tendencies from time to time. I've known you now going on, what, 15 years? You do from time to time go off a little bit, you know, a little cuckoo.
By the way, what were the just give me an example of what a question was that turned you into Beth. This is who you're most like.
I don't know the exact question.
Because
that
for
did
Beth, it would be like, would you kill someone? Yes.
Right.
Well, it was like, one of the questions was, how would you best get, if someone betrayed you, how would you best get your revenge?
This is tailor-made for you because the question's right in your wheelhouse.
Well, one thing was like, wait till it's perfect. Remind them that you know that they screwed you over and that you're getting revenge every chance you can take.
That's your answer.
That's the one I answered. Yeah.
That's your answer.
One was like, forgive them, but tell them you never forget. And I was like, well, that's stupid. Who the hell would do that? So, you know, I guess that might have been the one that sent me off the deep end. And there was the ones about loyalty as well. Like, you know,
yeah.
How do you treat people that are disloyal? And I was like, well, they're dead to me.
I see how this turned out. I mean, these questions were tailor-made for you, literally. This is like a psychological profile. They're all against me.
Yes.
I will get my revenge.
If someone hit on your wife at a country bar, would you hit a guy in the head with a beer bottle? Because that's what Beth did in the last episode. By the way, I was going to ask you guys, this guy Taylor Sheridan, he's the producer of this show. He writes for it. He's also written this show, Tulsa King. Have you seen this?
Yeah, it looks pretty good.
Sylvester Stallone?
Yeah.
I saw the first episode.
It's not bad.
No, it's not.
And you know, for me, listen, Mike, I don't think Stallone's ever had a television show, has he? Like, has he had a week-to-week television show?
I don't think he's co-produced the boxing show with Sugar Ray with young boxers, but I don't think he's ever actually had something where he's, you know, an actual talent week-to-week.
The guy, Taylor Sheridan, he plays Travis on Yellowstone. I just mentioned this because he's on fire right now. He did the show on Paramount we were talking about a while back?
1883.
So he did that. He's doing Yellowstone, and now they just put out this Tulsa King. Anyways, if you've seen it, you guys can let us know what you think, but... yes, Sylvester Stallone is starring in it as a guy. Basically, it was a mob guy, gets out of jail and goes to Tulsa. So
you know they're doing the 1923 now as well, which is another Dutton Yellowstone based story. And
Mike, this is called Milking It.
Well, because they only gave you how they got to the Wild Frontier, True Yellowstone. That was the one where the Old West. You got that? That was the first prequel they did. So now another one's not bad. Yeah. You know, think about this Fargo. How they turned Fargo into different generations.
Oh, yeah, and I love Fargo.
And I liked it. I mean, I really enjoyed the last one they did when they had like the mobsters and the black gangsters.
Chris Rock
was in that. It was great.
It was.
But Fargo was a nice way because when it first aired, like, well, how are they going to reinvent that? I kind of enjoyed that kind of story, the origin story.
You know what it is? It's White Lotus.
Right.
Because you can move the location and have new cast and new characters. It's very similar to that. So, anyways, that was just something I wanted to mention about this Taylor Sheridan. He's hot right now, man.
Yeah, if I'm not here tomorrow, it's because I checked myself in for a psych evaluation. I want to make sure I'm...
I've never taken one of those quizzes. Have you? Like, what television character would you be...
No, I mean, but I did my when I had to go for my anger management training, then I was definitely that sort of type A person who is, you know, predisposed to outbursts. Yeah. At least I was.
Well, didn't you walk into the office and go, I don't have a problem?
No, I mean, the thing that was funny was it came out there were other people that had been in the office who had to go to see the same guy. And then the commonality was there was a person involved that was a supervisor that was kind of the commonality, which I believe led the psychiatrist to believe that the people visiting were not the problem.
The test for this new one.
I kind of talked around it. How's that? Okay. I know it's supposed to be confidential.
Based in 1922 is going to be a Rorschach test and three blots for Bo on a piece of paper. And he's going to say, I'm going to take revenge on my entire family.
Yeah. Bo, what does that do? It looks like a butterfly with a hat on it. What is that? That looks like me crushing my enemy with a baseball bat. Okay. Thanks. Good answer.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I'm just I'm a little concerned because the more I watch the show, the more I realize, whoa. Don't cross her. Oh, if you're under the assistant brand manager, watch Yellowstone and see what happens if you cross. No, I'm just kidding. Totally kidding. Can't say that.
No.
Oh, anyways.
It's on tape. Too late.
Speaking of guys who are on tape a lot and are in the news, I want to talk about Jerry Jones, but for a completely different reason than everything that's been talked about today by anybody else on this radio station, including this show.
All right.
Jerry... As we all know, goes on. It does a lot of radio. He does what?
105 The Fan.
Yeah, every week. I think it's like, was it one segment, two segments?
Yeah.
I mean, as much Jerry as they want, they get.
In Dallas, yes.
Well, they got a little more Jerry than they actually wanted or normally get.
We've got help on the way here. Well, Washington's got a good chance to be joining us here real soon.
Whoa.
Excuse me.
You all right?
Yep.
Whoa. Did he hit it?
Give me some oxygen. Better still have about a big shot of Jack. We'll be ready to go this morning.
He'll do it.
That's perfect.
Clean out the pipes. I didn't realize Jerry was suffering from the consumption.
Yeah, I was like, really? Is Jerry in the back of that limo like, hold on?
Now I know he worked in oil. I didn't realize he worked in coal mines, too.
Time out. We got help on the way.
I feel that if we can... I feel that...
Now we know what Jerry's really thinking about in the shower.
Excuse me.
You all right?
I'll be fine. Give me a second. I'll be...
Daddy, you mean to give the hiding to maneuver?
Excuse me.
Shut up.
That's awesome.
Can we now make a super jam up of that with Snitker? Can we put that all together? And then throw Mike Leach in it, because we'll have the trifecta of excretory functions of guys coughing and wheezing.
That's great, bud.
The one thing I give Jerry credit, though, is in a true businessman form, even when he's not appearing on our radio show, he found a way to mention one of our sponsors, which is Jack Daniels, who sponsors Atlanta Falcons Radio Network.
Right on.
And the Falcon Report at 5 o'clock every day on the show. So that was a good job, Jerry. I appreciate that. Please, Jerry.
Well, when a guy gets up there, you begin to get worried when he starts making noises like that in an interview.
I just think he hit it.
All right. You know, Matt Nagy has become a guy who the league likes to hate on and kind of a butt of the joke with some of the things he's done. But remember, he was there when they drafted Patrick Mahomes. In fact, he was like a quarterback coach of some type, and he talked to Mahomes, and Mahomes went on with the Kelce brothers on their podcast, and he talked about how he kind of got there, and he goes, look, the first day I met Coach Reed at the facility, he was going through plays, and he says, I'm going to give you the inside scoop. Matt Nagy, who was offensive coordinator then, he really liked me, so he gave me the plays they were going to go over the night before.
Oh.
So Coach Reed is finding out here on this podcast. He goes, I crushed a meeting. I stayed up all night studying those plays. He goes, Mahomes went on to say, I had a couple of teams who said they were going to draft me. I kind of gave a little inside info to the Chiefs. If you let me go 12 or below, I'm going to get drafted by someone else. Ooh. You guys remember, that was a draft where Trubisky, the Bears traded up for him. Watson went later. All these guys. And the Chiefs, out of nowhere with a quarterback, traded up for Mahomes, and everyone thought it was crazy.
Well, that was, I remember you and I, we talked about it. It was the John Gruden. Remember John Gruden was doing that quarterback camp where he'd bring the guys down to Tampa, and the one guy that showed out.
I like this Mahomes.
This guy's a gunslinger, Mahomes. Look at this guy. He'll do anything. That's a throw you probably wanted back right there, isn't it? But yeah, but it was interesting because Mahomes, I didn't really know much about him at it because Texas Tech wasn't really doing anything.
No.
He was 500 in his career. But it was kind of one that foreshadowed, certainly, that he could be that guy. And Trubisky was a guy in our defense we thought would never be the guy.
Yeah,
he had the measurables the scouts like, but what did he put on? What was his big win at North Carolina? Exactly.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I think some of these things. I talk about tools and talent transferring to the NFL, and that's why Mahomes is who he is, and that didn't transfer with Mitchell Trubisky, and that's why sometimes we all get caught up in whether a guy won a national champion. Some of your most successful quarterbacks in the league right now didn't win national championships. They're not national championship caliber quarterbacks. You know, Deshaun Watson and Trevor Lawrence, Mike, are far few in between.
Right.
When you talk about does it transfer, Tua, does it transfer to the NFL? But
Mahomes had 3 years as a starter. This guy had 1 year in North Carolina.
Oh, yeah. But you still, to your point, people, he wasn't on the radar. Like, Patrick Mahomes was doing this stuff at Tech, the sidearm stuff and throwing balls 50 yards in the air. But he wasn't on the radar because they weren't winning.
Right.
You know, so. But it's interesting to hear what he had to say about it. What podcast was that again? The Kelce brothers?
I thought it was the Kelce. It's New Heights with Jason and Travis Kelce.
Yeah.
They're actually, obviously, they're brothers, so they have a good chemistry. They're really good together.
Kelce's entertaining, man. He's a fun interview.
Yeah,
he is.
And so is his brother. They work really well off each other. So if you you should be listening to Peachtree Football at all times, podcast wise. But if you're not, sure, you can check theirs out. By the way, as always, Yeah Man No Man is brought to you by the W Sauce, America's Worcestershire sauce. go to the WSauce.com, find a retailer near you, or look it up on Amazon when you're doing your Black Friday, well, not Black Friday anymore, but your Christmas shopping. And get over to the Georgia Hemp Company, use SquidBilly10 to get 10% off all your CBD needs. Turtle, hit my music.
It just makes me laugh. All right, when we come back.
Anybody got a Sucrets?
Need more than that, Jerry. Why college football expansion is going to be fun and exciting.
And I say it won't be.
Find out what we're talking about when we come back on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.